USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing out its third straight week of increases. The Dow gaining more than 829 points to close at 27,110. This on the news of the Labor Department saying employers added 2.5 million jobs in the month of May. Former White House economic advisor Stephen Moore tells Fox Business,
I mean, I've never seen anything like this, and I've been covering these reports for 30 years. You know, we usually talk about errors of maybe, 10, 20, 50,000, and we were off by, 10 million jobs. So all of the economists, forecasters had it completely wrong.
President Trump in Gulfport, Maine, visiting a factory that makes swabs for coronavirus testing. This is the president's first trip to Maine. The president also visiting with commercial fishermen in Bangor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
As the number of coronavirus cases declines, more people are feeling comfortable getting on an airplane. American Airlines has started boosting the number of flights out of their Dallas hub to meet demand. Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says there needs to be more federally mandated safety measures that include sanitizing after every flight. He tells NBC News,
back before this happened, you would see a heavy cleaning at night, but in between flights, you would see people scamper on and quickly pick up the visible trash, right? Well, that world has changed.
A tropical depression is taking aim for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tropical depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states, and while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says we need to be tough on violent protesters, riots, and looting. The president speaking at the White House says the National Guard is ready.
I hope that you also use our National Guard. Call me. We'll be ready for them so fast their heads will spin. We did it in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, who are incredible. They were ripping that place apart. I love it. We had such success there.
The NBA has come to an agreement for the restart of their season. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The NBA took a major step toward getting back on the court with the league's Board of Governors, approving a 22-team format, restarting the league season next month at the Disney campus near Orlando, Florida. The vote was 29-1, with the Portland Trailblazers casting the dissenting vote. Teams would arrive in Disney around July 7th, play an 8-game slate of games starting July 31st at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. All teams will stay, practice, and play at Disney, and the NBA Finals, which would have started Thursday if not for the coronavirus, will stretch into October. The 8-game slate, it's unclear if they'll be classified as regular season games, will help determine the playoff seeding. From there, the league could have a play-in tournament for the final spot in the Eastern and Western Conference postseason fields.
Still no word, though, when baseball will be back, as they're still trying to work out an agreement between the owners and players. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.